Hello, everybody. I just wanted to let you know that this episode is not really an episode. We had a lot of issues and we're tired, and we ended up doing something a little differently, kind of partway in. So it's short and there's basically no story, but we think you like it anyway. If you don't, we are also releasing a normal type of episode right after this one, right at the same time. So if you don't like it, shut up. Okay, bye. You're listening to the show about mantis wings and book fights. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Alex might have a recap for us.
I'm so excited, but I feel bad. He looks like he had a day too. Oh,
I have it. I'm okay.
Oh, okay, cool.
Can you hear everyone okay?
Is everyone okay?
Adam, how are you?
Is anybody not okay?
Yeah.
I mean, is anybody not okay?
No. That's the question. He's just trying to trick me now.
I'm okay. I get to have a nice, relaxing snow day inside.
Do you have a lot of snow?
Yeah, it's been snowing
really?
All day. Yeah,
nice. That's cool.
Winter weather advisory.
Ooh, fancy! We had like flurries for 45 minutes. And that was it.
Yeah.
Is my audio set to okay all the way to the left? How do I sound?
Hot.
Like a.
Alex,
he's so mad about that comment.
Sorry, I was just catching up on the chat, and then I saw this picture of me.
There's a picture?
It's on Telegram.
It's just of him working really hard.
Oh,
yeah, I saw
my
that.
Gosh.
And putting peanut butter in his mouth.
Next time, send us a picture of him playing hard.
Smiled for the first time tonight when you said that, Adam. That's the first smile I've seen.
Yeah.
Starlight, star bright.
First smile I see tonight. I don't know why you look like that. You're so excited about the recap. I know you are.
It's interesting. Is he eating? Oh, it's peanut butter on toast. Because he looks like he's having trouble with the food. He's like... He's having less trouble with what he's doing, just trouble with the food itself.
It's No, it's always when I concentrate on something that I have a hard time like switching to something else. So
that's adorable. He actually couldn't eat his food. that's cute.
It's like, wait, don't talk to me, I've got to chew.
Well,
hey, little person, no
what?
Making noise. Go take your shower, little person.
Which of us would be a little person? Who's the littlest person in this game?
Yeah, I'll go right now.
There was like 11 years or so between when Oops, I Did It Again and that person was born.
Will you stop it? So inflammatorvid-ville.
Inflammatorvid.
Yeah, I like that.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice...
This is the story of our last episode. Each character in this tale is going to be represented by a different instrument.
Oh my god.
Are you sitting comfortably?
Oh my god.
Then I shall
god.
Begin.
Oh my god.
We last left our characters in an abandoned apartment, contemplating Roscoe LaFleur's future with the party. Roscoe tries his key in a magical book's lock, and it fits. Terror fills Roscoe's eyes. He throws the book and begins to dash away at top speed, followed by Roscoe the dog.
Da, ya, da, 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 da.
In an effort to slow our terrified friend's escape, Will Pompeian transmutes Roscoe the dog into a legless turtle.
Do 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 do.
Rufina Phalangepot swings her magic eye, catching Roscoe off balance before he can reach the door. Seeing the chaos unfold, Batthwack Medrak shifts his weight to guard his boss, Will Pompion. To everyone's shock, Roscoe transforms before their very eyes into a boar. He races to break open the door and crashes into it. Do boars open doors? Someone wonders.
Da 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 da.
Will Pompion tries to capture Roscoe's attention by threatening his dog turtle, while Rufina strikes up a conversation with Roscoe in boar talk. Words pass between them. I won't respond to that, says Roscoe, and he leaps for the window. But Batthwack tackles him and holds him tightly around the middle. Both are dragged this way and that by Roscoe's struggling. Rufina sternly warns everyone that if they don't calm down this instant, she will create a fog cloud so thick they won't be able to see their own eyeballs. Batthwack feels momentarily ashamed and accidentally lets go of Roscoe. The room fills with fog thick as cotton candy and infused with much more than hints of pea soup. Nobody can see. Roscoe bolts frenetically in a random direction and knocks himself silly against the door. Batthwack scoots toward the sound on hands and knees. Sliding against the door, Batthwack says, "Can we stop this now?" Will Pompion approaches and casts a terrifying series of spells. Shadowy figures phase into being behind Will. They drift toward Roscoe, reaching for him, but Roscoe seems unaffected. "Beeping, tusk me in the beep," says Will. Rufina has had it. She spins her mace less like a weapon and more like a blender attachment. The fog is whipped into a roaring tornado. The whole party tumbles and spins until they are dropped together in a clump in the center of the room.
Do 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 do
Everyone is exhausted. Enter the unknown with grace, or at least not as a bore, says Rafina. I don't know about grace, but I guess I'm stuck with you guys in the meantime, Roscoe replies. Rafina takes the key from Roscoe. Its teeth vanish in the rising sunlight. Will holds out the book to meet the transformed key, and the book's clasp falls open. We see surprising things, both inside and outside the book. An iridescent mantis wing, a pea soup cloud, and a burrito. Pencil sketches of familiar faces, past and future. Will Pompeian turns the pages faster and faster now, eager for the edge that knowledge gives. Will, we are not meant to know these things, urges Bathwack. This book is full of lies. We end with a huge canyon full of fire. Gully's End is on fire.
The end!
Wow!
Oh my god. Like, what?
Like,
I... That was incredible.
Yeah.
I can never hear it again.
Who's... Who? So, what? Well, okay.
Yeah.
He had this idea Rafina? A long time ago.
You've been wanting to do like a Peter and the Wolf recap for
this
a long time.
Perfect. This place was to do it.
This the was exact right perfect one. Because yeah. You've got all these animal figures:
yes!
A dog into a turtle, a Bernard dog, a Roscoe Boar. Like,
yep. And it was just you guys amongst each other in conflict.
Absolutely brilliant! Yay, like, Alex. What an idea! What a perfect application and execution!
Yep.
I am. In awe.
Yeah. Well,
guys, let's remake Moonrise Kingdom, but then use this song.
No.
All right. So, I mean, I'm not there at all. I'm not in control at all of this situation currently, because you guys are just in a house, and Will was just reading, which Bathwack was against.
Okay, so that was Bathwack the last thing
that happened? Anti-book.
Is that the last thing that happened?
Yep.
Yeah.
Book is full of
you
lies.
Saw Gully's die and burning down.
And so did Bathwack.
Fire. Yeah.
Okay.
And Roscoe and Rafina were looking over it.
Yes.
They're standing there together.
Yeah. But like, and who saw, like, I'm trying to like look. I see, I have some information that people don't have, right?
Mm-hmm. Some of the things.
I'm
the
just going to highlight it just so I know
that's,
what the heck
pretty
that
normal.
Was not communicated. I know. And in this case, I probably will communicate it, but you know what I'm saying.
All
right.
I mean, the players all know.
You guys saw the first image. Did all of you see it? Two lines
you can,
forming
you
an
can
angle.
Say them all out loud.
Okay.
Close-up
image
of a hand.
You
heard me say all of them, players, correct?
No, we muted them, I
we
thought.
We muted?
I thought we
oh,
muted ourselves.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's why I'm making sure that I...
Okay.
I forgot there were more than that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, because the first one was the dragon's tooth from a dragon's mouth. Is that... sound familiar to anybody?
No.
Wait. We saw a bunch of pages of things that have already happened, like the hotel desk and the mushroom and the key and Dean Kellerman and the arbiter and then we turn to the next page and there are four of us putting keys into keyholes in a giant door, a really long door. And then there was the image of a hand ripping out a dragon's tooth. And then I'm trying to stop you.
Okay.
And you're like taking the book away.
Okay.
And still looking at pages.
Yeah.
And then.
Okay. So that's the stuff you guys don't.
And then we
know.
Saw the last page, which is this big, like, panned out view of crevasse with maybe Roscoe and Rafina. Standing there.
Okay. And did everyone see the crevasse one or just me and Bathwack?
I think just the two of you.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Who will snatch the book or I? No, I snatch the book at
you
the end, I think.
The book, I thought.
Yeah. It just says Will right. turns to next page. Bathwax sees it too in my notes. Like, I think he was coming up to take it at least. And then This Book Is Full of Lies comes after that. Bathwax snatches the book. There we go. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I tried to, because I tried to knock it out of your hand earlier and you like.
Yeah, held on to it, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe? Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we saw the crevasse full of fire. And then you take my book away. Give me that back.
Yeah.
Did you close it? How about that? Does he close
it? Yeah, I closed it.
You closed it? Damn it. Does it lock? I try to snatch it again. That's what my
I'm
immediate
trying to
reaction.
I knock your hand away.
Oh, excuse me. There's information in that thing.
Try to lock the book.
Like just close the clasp?
Yeah.
Okay. Click.
Click.
All right. Putting in my pack.
Ooh. Someone's crown is showing. I back away.
Will's crown is showing a little bit.
Hey!
He was not focused at all on his disguise spell. Just the tip. Just the tip.
Yeah. Bad luck flashes. Incredibly angry eyes at you, like full of rage for a minute, and then he like catches himself, and he takes a deep breath, and he sort of looks away.
You're not the only one who sees something important in that book. That's all I'm gonna say. And then I glare at Roscoe, and I open the front door, as if Roscoe's at fault here. I can't look at Bathwack. He's too scary. I have to try to look scary to somebody else. Roscoe.
Will, did you see your sister in there?
No.
Just curious. Are you mad about that?
I'm mad about this situation. Look at that guy. He just took the book. What does he think he is? He's the big, strong guy, so he gets to hold whatever he wants?
But tell us what you were looking for.
This book is complicated and weird. We have been given information from it before. I guess we don't know whether it's true, but a guy got sucked into it. I feel like we're watching something that's real. It would be good to have that information. Bathwack wants to keep all the information to himself. Whatever.
We don't need to see any more of this.
Why? Why do you get to decide that?
It has to be lies.
Why?
If it's not lies, it's here to manipulate us.
You know, it's some of the only information we've actually gotten, you know, might be important to keep looking at it and not just close it and pull it away from everyone as though you're the boss of everything.
You're going to let it twist you, Will?
Oh.
You're going to let it...
Keep going. What were you going to say?
Sometimes it feels like there are two Bathwax, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wonder if there are two Wills out there.
There could never be another me, I say.
Everybody breathes a sigh of relief.
Yeah, I know. But even so, I don't know what that has to do with the book.
Well, Will, I think they're both me. I think both Bathwax are me.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Like, looking at this picture has kind of messed him up.
Yeah, that's good.
That's great.
That's great. I'm happy. No. Is Roscoe doing anything? What is Roscoe doing?
I was just about to ask what Roscoe's doing.
You opened the door.
And I glared at him, and then Bathwax kept talking.
Were you opening the door like to let Roscoe out?
No, for Will to walk out.
He's no longer a boar. If he wanted to open the door, he would.
No. He's opening the door to leave. Like that, the whole look to Roscoe was basically because he felt like incompetent trying
Your
to be
fault.
Mad at Bathwack and then be like, "Yeah, Roscoe, it is you. You're the outsider. You're the easy one to glare at. It's your fault."
Well, the last thing I remember that Roscoe was doing was he was using a spoon, a wooden spoon with a hole in the middle of it to try to eat some kind of food that Rafina had given him.
Oh, that's right. What the heck did
did you give him the food or did Bathwack?
Oh, maybe Bathwack did, actually. Bathwack's
food. Oh, yeah. Okay. Everybody breathes a sigh of relief.
Phew!
Anyway, so that feels futile. So Roscoe is... He'll get up from the floor. Is everybody else already up from the floor?
Will he?
And he'll dust himself off a bit. And what happened to the key? Do you still have it?
Oh yeah, it was still in the book. Yeah, what happened?
Did Bathwack need to use it to lock it again?
What happened? He just clicked it.
So I guess I didn't picture the key still in the lock. I figured that whoever put it in pulled it out.
Okay, once it was unlatched. Then.
And then you don't, you can latch it without the key.
It appears to so. Yeah. I mean, nobody has tried to open it since it was purportedly latched.
Right.
Well, God. I have all these dumb... Roscoe has all these items. And I'm so curious in this moment, like...
What else will fit in the book?
He's just slice of bologna?
Shoving everything in the lock.
I just wish I had kept track of, like... where I got all these items. Like, in terms of the wooden key... Has he just had that as long as he can remember?
Yep. That was the easy answer.
And the same goes... I think the same is true for the wooden spoon.
I think...
With a hole in the center.
Oh.
And the coin, or the necklace with the copper circle that he's been, like, he was holding onto that on the floor. He was like, I think he was murmuring something about yearning for Tanya.
Yes, that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Let's say that is the same as this other thing.
I think that makes sense.
Are you looking at my thing?
Nope. Oh, this okay. Other thing. I thought you meant the first things.
Well, hold on. There's a thing.
Make sure I don't see the thing. I don't want to see the no things.
Oh, that. Yeah.
Because I don't remember. So we'll just merge those two things.
Okay.
Isn't this delightful listening?
I love it.
For all of you?
You can just, even we can take it out and then.
Don't take it out.
Okay.
It's good content.
Super good. High five.
Well, all of that is to say that I don't think Roscoe is doing much of anything.
That's great. That's great.
He's taking inner inventory of. Where did all these items come from anyway?
And he doesn't even care about his key because he doesn't have it, right? If Rafina has it.
Yeah, he might be over it. He might be over the key. Wow. If it seems like, well, it seems like you guys. Okay, hold on. I'm Roscoe LaFleur.
Yeah.
Okay.
Prospector, but Brooklyn.
Prospector, but Brooklyn. Okay.
We're talking about the prospector from Toy Story, right? Just to be clear.
Kelsey Grammer.
Any prospector. Yep. Yeah, Frasier.
Good. It's Frasier prospector.
I'm still so proud of rhyming Brazier with Frasier.
Oh, very good.
That means you could rhyme Brazier with Frasier.
Yeah.
Frasier.
You could.
Adam has the best laugh.
I know. It's great, right?
Okay.
It's not my only laugh. It's part of my arsenal. It's part of my har har arsenal.
Ooh.
Oh, that hurts. Oh.
You know it hurts good, Abby.
Uh-oh.
Well, so good.
Bathwack's looking madder by the minute.
Look, I don't know what you guys are talking about with the book, with the images, and quite frankly, I'm not sure that I care. If the key is useful to you guys, you can have it. But right now, I think what I really need is to go for a walk. You know, get some fresh air.
I would not be opposed.
You will stare at him.
Yeah, Will's like at the door, like looking at the fresh air, like, yeah, I want to be out there.
Still holding it open?
Yes, he has his hand on the knob.
Yeah, let's get out of here. It's, you know, it was fun in here, but now I'm getting kind of bored.
I think we have a quest.
Get it, Rafina?
You're getting bored?
Yeah.
Waka waka.
Okay, wait, no, so you did get it. Oh, you did?
I didn't get it. Where's their board?
Well, here's the thing. Let's just acknowledge the elephant in the room.
The boar in the room? Oh, board. Oh, B-O-A-R-E-D. Waka waka! Okay.
But seriously, is it just me, or did that just happen?
Yeah, wait. Yes, you didn't mean it for it to happen? Wait. So you didn't know that was happening? You didn't plan it? Has that ever happened?
What was happening?
That you became a boar.
You know what? Let's just go for a walk. I like what you were saying earlier. Let's go for a walk, a walk, a walk.
I'm dead.
We're in total agreement, Rafina.
Yes, well, okay, but... All right. We'll talk and walk.
Rafina likes to hear that.
I don't want to talk a talk a talker.
I think we have a quest. We have a quest. We have these keys. We have four keys now. Let me find it in my notes. Stop. Four keys, four... damn it.
For Deba.
For four keys?
Four keys for four keys for four magic for... What is it? Where is it?
Four keys for...
Fur. It's not four. Fur. Like oops. Beaver fur.
Nuh-uh. Okay,
fur
he's
keys.
Fucking with you.
It's sooty, not
yes,
city.
He's fucking with you.
Sooty.
It must have
happened.
It is four keys for four
back.
Keys. Four tied to hidden magic, hidden gods. Four keys for four...
Oh, it was okay. Hidden gods.
Yeah.
So Rafina says that?
Yes, right. I repeat that verbatim as if I knew exactly what it was.
All right,
go.
I've been looking for a change in my life, for a new purpose, maybe a little relocation. And it sounds great to me, but I will say this. I'm not about gods, hidden or otherwise, all right? I don't get them. I don't understand them. I don't comprehend them. I don't apprehend them. I don't have a sense of the meaning of them.
What about the boar? What made you a boar?
You know what? Now that I think about it, now that I recollect the unfoldings of the past 10 minutes, it seems to me that you might have something to do with it. Because
me?
You happened to... try to lasso me with some weird ocular whip. And the moment after that, I turned into a boar. So maybe the question you should be asking yourself is, did you turn me into a boar?
Will was like prickling by the door, like he like sensed some a little bit of
by,
attitude. I don't care.
Okay,
but Will was like he was about to head out again. Like he's like, I'm tired of this guy talking. He hears that it sounds a little threatening to Rafina. He gets like tense, and then with that pause, he's like, "All right, he has no idea what he's talking about. That's fine. I don't need to be tense anymore." It was really threatening at first, though.
I think Roscoe just pulled a perfect, what I like to call the Mystic River maneuver, which is when Kevin Bacon's character in Mystic River while Lawrence Fishburne's character is watching through the mirror.
Wow.
Kevin Bacon's talking to Tim Robbins and trying to corner and trap Tim Robbins into giving some kind of confession of something that, you know, for all we know, he didn't do. And so he makes up the fact that, you know, your car was found, must have been stolen and ditched somewhere. And then at the end of the scene, Tim Robbins uses that and says, well, if you found, you know, this kind of blood in my car, I guess you should ask the thieves. Turns it around on him. You see, that's what Roscoe just did.
That was exactly like that.
It was. Roscoe turned it around. He used your whip, your own whip against you.
Rufino, watch out.
My own ocular
whip. I think the big question now, though, is does this mean that Roscoe is accusing Rufina of having a sty?
Oh, wow.
Okay, we're going nowhere with this.
Holy!
That was really good.
Yeah.
Well, all Roscoe will do is after he levies this suggestion that, well, it's clear, you know, Occam's razor here. Seems like maybe you had something to do with it. He just backs away, leveling his gaze at Rufina suspiciously, and he's trying to back out of the door, but he has not looked to see if he's going in the right direction.
Wait, the door that I'm standing in front of?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You're trying to back out the... Okay. Does he run into me?
Time to roll a die.
Yeah, I guess time to roll a die.
I guess so.
He bumps into a
D4?
Yeah, and one is to the left of the door, two and three are through the door, and four is to the right of the door where Will is standing.
Oh, okay.
That's a two.
He goes through.
So Roscoe LaFleur.
Only because I like the idea that Will just steps to the side, like, right?
Yep.
I'm right here.
After you.
Yep.
So yeah, Roscoe very just smoothly.
Yeah.
Just almost floats out the door, just levelly, just like steps back.
Moonwalks. He's moonwalking.
He's perfectly silhouetted by the door. It's not a huge door. He just slides right through, and then he immediately steps down a step that he's not expecting and kind of stumbles a little bit.
That's perfect. Yeah, it's great.
Does his dog follow him? Is he a dog now, or is he a turtle?
I think he's still a turtle.
I thought that after the tornado, I thought everything was back to normal.
I kind of like that. That idea. Yeah.
That sounds good.
That's not right, then I want it to be right.
Let's ask the DM.
Yeah, make it right.
I think Roscoe is a well trained dog and would have also walked backwards after Roscoe.
Wow.
And also stared at Rufina.
Staring at Rufina.
It's like the time I went through the drive-thru backwards that you guys didn't know that I was the original one to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Just heard about that.
That's not something to brag about.
I would.
I know. I don't know how that's possible.
I still do. Okay, so you guys are casually walking out and Rafina's like, oh, how weird. People keep accusing me of things that I didn't do. All right, well. How about we just go and figure out this key thing and we'll talk about your freaking boar and your lack of gods later.
Beep, 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 beep.
You hear me now?
Yes.
Yay, there you are.
We're so happy to hear you.
So Roscoe is walking backwards after recovering from the little stumble.
Oh, you're still going backwards?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
That's commission. Committance.
Waka waka waka.
Yeah.
And no taka taka taka.
And
no
Rufina must be following because she was talking to him still, or she talked and he just ignored her. I don't know. Yeah, you're following him.
I really want to deal with these keys, guys.
Can I fit between Will and the door?
I was gonna close the door in your face, actually, if I could.
Too late.
Dang it!
You kind of shut it on your finger a little bit.
Ow!
Okay. So you're all out in the fresh air. Doesn't it feel delightful out here, everybody?
Yeah, it's real great.
It's mid-morning. The sun is at that perfect, nice, warm angle.
Yeah.
Streets of Bear Toggle are relatively busy at this point.
Flying boot shops are open.
It sounds like Roscoe's leading the way, but
yeah,
backwards. If he's still backwards, I don't know.
I guess he might be leading the way. Will might.
Well, I mean, like, the next time he trips or stumbles or falls or something, he will stop. He's not a glutton for punishment.
Oh.
I mean, he's a glutton for a lot of things, but not punishment.
Ooh. You know, Rafina is jogging backwards next to you.
That's not going to work.
Mm-mm.
It's so echoey.
We can't be next to each other because there's a big echo.
Well, let's take... Why don't we take...
Need a break, Adam?
You're still muted. I know, but they can hear me through your mic. Oh, well,
no,
think
that
can...
doesn't work.
Not
like
for
that.
Recording.
No, he knows. He was just saying.
I can go.
He doesn't have the energy to unmute.
I think that might be the problem. Wait, so what is it that you need? You need a charging cord? Okay. All right.
Some gin.
Which I, for real.
We could also just play something else.
Oh my God.
That's, I don't think he's in the mood.
Do
you have any suggestions, Adam?
I didn't hear what. What'd you say?
I said, do you have any suggestions, Adam?
Nice. Maybe we should play a game and then try to play. And see if a game makes us laugh and have joy in our lives.
So trivia?
Fuck you.
Eric.
He doesn't ever stop.
I was trying to make you laugh and bring joy for whatever the fuck you just said.
God.
I don't have any more wrapping paper. It's all gone.
Cool.
Well, do you want to do your idea?
What's my idea?
Play a game and then play this game, or
we can try to. I don't know what other people. I don't know what people want to do.
None of us know how to navigate.
It's so sad. And
what do you want to do, sweetheart?
I'm here.
He said
he's
to do
a floaty
enough.
Head.
Yeah, I
can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, you look a little bit like Trent Reznor too.
Well, I think you say that a lot. I
don't
think that's
so.
One of Abby's favorite comparisons. That's so.
Yeah, is he the one who did the? No, I'm thinking of
bow down before the one
Tron.
You serve. Yeah. You're gonna get what you deserve.
He's in a few movies.
Oh, is he in movies? I didn't
know
that.
No,
really?
Music for movies.
Yeah. Oh, the music. I was gonna say.
Like I
said,
he did the new Tron movie. He did. I can't remember.
How do you know that song, Abby?
Because I'm a human being that grew up in the 80s and the 90s. When was it? I don't even know. Was it 90s or was it 80s? It was 90s.
I just all of a sudden thought Abby was more into that music than I realized. But
I mean, I know it. I listened to it a lot, but I didn't have a Nine Inch Nails record, I don't think.
You sound like you're kind of into it.
Yeah, it was cool, Abby.
You keep saying your husband looks like him.
Like, we're all really attracted to you right now.
I was a headbanger when I was in junior high.
Keep singing that song, sweetheart.
Have you? I had a Primus t-shirt. Jesus like, Christ. I was a wannabe headbanger for
oh
like a
oh my God,
year.
What happened?
And then she found that box set in the library of David Bowie.
A wannabe headbanger is
well,
like
it
the
hurts
cutest
my neck. I can't do it.
All right. This is incredible. I think the universe has given us an answer to what game we should play right now. We should be playing Fibbage Enough About You, where we tell things about each other, about ourselves.
Okay, I don't remember what it is, but let's do it.
Yeah, we should play that. We have a sound recording we've ever played.
Yes.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Hey guys, we had technical issues, so for the rest of this episode, it's us playing Jackbox games as our characters.
Adam.
All right, Rafina, you're the VIP.
Oh, you're Mo. Eric is Mo. That's adorable.
I love that.
And Barthwick.
Oh my god, it won't let me press. Everybody's in. Can you press it on your end?
No, only you can.
Are you sure?
Yeah. We don't have just that button.
Hit refresh. All
right, I'm going to try turning it this way. Maybe that'll help.
No, but just refresh the page.
There, you did it.
Oh, there. It worked. I think there was something funny about the mic.
Are we recording this?
Technically. Yes. I don't know if it's usable, but we'll find out.
Yeah, I don't know if it's usable. As Will, I would say, they cannot get any lower. Thumbs up, guys.
I was thinking same thing.
Wait, are we?
Roscoe LaFleur playing this weird-ass game with you guys.
And your icon is a floor, by the way.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Who are you?
Oh, Mo.
Right, Mo,
you have no idea who that is. It doesn't matter. He's going to be gone soon. Probably die.
Mo or Roscoe?
Roscoe.
It's not letting me skip.
It's okay. It does not want you to be in control.
Okay. What's this question? Ooh. Okay.
Oh, my God.
I think I know most of these words.
Should we try to read them out loud or something?
Okay, I'll read. One of the most embarrassing places Will ever farted was blank.
Really funny.
Okay.
Now everyone is thinking of places where Will... Oh, I have to think of one.
Is Mo shit. Just triumph the insult comic dog?
Yes. Probably.
No, triumph is like Mo, but Brooklyn.
It says he hasn't stop it in his satin pants. I quit this game already. In his silk lined pants they fluttered, or at shrines all bare dear. Everybody pick I quit this game already.
Exactly.
We all knew.
I quit this game.
Will just left. He's gone. Okay.
Slam.
Will is winning. Will got 4,005 points for farting.
This is terrible.
If Batwack could replace any body part with a robotic version, they'd pick. Okay. We have choices. Nipples, cloaca, eyes, feet, or whatever part of his brain counts.
Oh my god.
Hmm. Uh-oh. Will trick me and Roscoe. Will think eyes? Oh, that Roscoe lie.
It's gonna turn into a rhyme.
Rafina picked the right answer.
Cloaca!
Batwack wants a robotic cloaca.
No one picked mine.
I think Batwack misunderstood the question.
Mo feet. Mo guessed feet.
I in last place!
No, no, Mo!
Will, you first. You shut up.
People younger than Roscoe just don't appreciate.
Yeah, someone else want to read the answers next time? People get sick of this.
I think we should probably stop doing this.
Okay, I keep reading. The versatility of root vegetables, ever-present thread, Rafina socks, the value of a good mustard stain, or how fucking old and gross you can get. I think I know who did that one.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, interesting. Someone picked mine! Mine!
Very good.
Oh, no.
Yes!
Oh, Will tricked Rafina with his swearing.
That's gross.
Well, Abby tricked Batwack. I mean, Rafina tricked Batwack.
That was so good. That's so good. The versatility of root. All right. I really want to know about that. Dang it. I forgot to ask. Oh, wait. We didn't play. That's what's happening.
What? Yeah, we did. We're about to, right?
Oh, I wanna. Dang. All right. A song that always makes Rafina dance is... Oh, my gosh.
I know lots of songs. None of them have name. Oops, I did it again. Or that Trent Reznor song.
Bow down before the...
Okay, we got dance magic, tequila, worms, worm waltz, or the bear toggle anthem. All right, let's see. Oh, someone picked bear toggle anthem. Will did.
That was
Rascoli.
That's good.
Warm waltz. The rest of us picked that. And nice. It's rice.
I didn't get to finish mine. I wanted to write worms everywhere.
Aw.
Not really, like...
I thought you guys would appreciate tequila, though.
Yeah. Oh, because of the worm.
But also that's the song.
True. Yeah, yeah. It's good. That's what I was trying to do, and that's why I was just...
Okay, this one about me, guys.
Oh.
Think hard.
If it were possible to get a PhD in blank, Mo would have one.
I would. What is PhD? It's like acid dick.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, person who played Batwack, anybody ever call you acid dick? Just ugly dick.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no.
Oh, that's just your wife.
That wasn't explicit.
Wow! Ooh. Good job, Rafina! Stab, stab, stab. Stabbing. Oh! Yeah. Oh wow.
You guys not know me. Oh, yep. You both picked that!
Yes, mine. Oh! Stabbing!
Huge.
Oh. Interesting. Oh, wow.
You know, he does like those gods. He does.
That was such a... Religious studies was the real answer, and that just made all of us curious, I think. Right?
I've got to get Mo.
That's part of the fun of this game, I think. Wow. Is like,
good thing we record!
Oh my yes, gosh. Good thing we record, Mo.
Ah, shit.
Fibbage, oh, enough about Mo.
Oh, crap, this one. Okay. What?
What's wrong with you?
What? Which statement about Mo is true? I want to go to Tivoli. I was born in a pit of mud. Well, unfortunately, I'm sure I know the answer. No, he doesn't want to go. What? You want to go to Tivoli?
You keep talking about this Zolbardia guy.
It's just a guy. It's not like an animal that you can be excited about. Which statement about Rafina is true?
God damn it, Rafina. Got a perm in the seventh grade or doesn't know how to swim.
Doesn't know how to swim, right? Yes, that's
probably on the wiki.
I'm pretty sure she has mentioned that. Does not know how to swim.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Which statement about Will Pompion is true? I don't tell lies. That's absurd. Or this is private information.
That's funny.
Good job, guys. This is private information. You don't need to know. So there you go. Oh, Rafina wins. Look at that.
That makes
splendid
sense.
Screen.
I was wearing my lucky socks.
I thought you burned them before we started.
You think a lucky socks would end up burned? That doesn't sound very lucky.
That brings out the luck.
Oh,
like,
my
we're
God.
We're just right. Never, ever going to do it.
Right. Yeah.
And it's so depressing.
America in general is very depressing, I think. Yeah.
Well, I guess we could play some.
Well,
we
here we are, back on the lawn of the White House, you guys.
Mark Jessen, can we live in your protesting? Backyard?
I mean, Rafina starts talking about economics.
Yeah. Remind me what's on all your picket signs.
Oh, what?
You're on the lawn of the White House right now.
We've been transported to the lawn of the White House.
Hell no. No summer snow. Hell no.
But you're all there in different years.
So we're not there at the same time?
Well, you are there at the same time, but you're all there in your head in different years.
Am I there as Bathwack? Please tell me yes.
Yes, you're there as Bathwack.
Okay.
You're all there as your characters.
She's burning her socks.
Yep.
Oh my god!
You are there in 1975. Will is there... Will and Roscoe are actually there at the same time. They're there in 2017. And Bathwack is there in 1805.
I'm there the Canadians burned it down.
What?
I'm there the year the Canadians burnt it down.
I hope that was 1805.
It wasn't. I don't know what it was. It was Bathwack who did it.
This is like this is the Quantum Leap episode of Pork Fried Dice. Yes.
If I Google burn White House down, will I get on a list?
Oh my god.
1812.
Oh man, not bad.
Wow, weird.
Very well done.
How many points did I just get in gaspionage?
Why aren't we playing gaspionage?
Breathe it in.
5 years. Breathe it in.
So weird. Say it so many times until you press that button.
Less than a day after the attack began, a heavy thunderstorm, possibly a hurricane. And a tornado extinguished the fires.
Is that true?
What?
That was Bathwack.
That was Rafina cleaning up Bathwack's. Yeah. Cleaning up Bathwack's mess.
Oh, man. We were there.
We were totally there. A giant turtle shell was seen darting across the lawn.